Ever found yourself daydreaming about the days of simpler communication? You know, before we were drowning in monthly contracts and data overages.
Oh, absolutely.
That's exactly what drew me to this rapid radios thing.
Interesting.
Walkie-talkies, right. But they're claiming nationwide coverage, no monthly fees. Who wouldn't want that?
Yeah.
It's like they're tapping into this deep-seated desire for something, well, easier.
It's brilliant marketing, really, because nationwide coverage directly addresses that fear people have about relying on cell phones, especially in emergencies, and then they hit you with the no monthly fees.
It's like they're speaking directly to my wallet.
Exactly. It's a powerful combination, especially for anyone who's budget conscious or maybe a little wary of complicated technology.
And they know it too. Their website mentions those two phrases like 100 times.
It's like a mantra.
And just for good measure, they sprinkle in a bunch of easy to use. Like, don't worry, we get it. You're not a tech wizard.
And of course, no marketing campaign would be complete without that sense of urgency.
Selling fast.
You better hurry.
Makes you think everyone's already in on this amazing deal.
Right. You wouldn't want to be the only one left out.
It's FOMO at its finest. Okay, let's get real for a second. Nationwide walkie-talkie communication. Without relying on cell towers, how's that even work? Don't walkie-talkies have, like, a range of, like, a few miles?
You're hitting on the key question right there. Because traditional walkie-talkies, they rely on radio waves. Mm-hmm. And those have a limited range, especially if you're talking about cross-country communication.
Sure.
Cell networks, they can cover those huge distances because of that whole infrastructure of towers and repeaters. So for racket radios to deliver on that promise, well, they'd either need some truly revolutionary, groundbreaking technology, or
maybe they're stretching the truth a little.
It's possible. And that's what makes this whole thing so fascinating, right? Because when a company goes out of its way to avoid explaining how its technology works, it kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Definitely raises a red flag.
And that's where understanding even a little bit about radio communication can be helpful. Now, I don't want to get too technical, but it's important to remember that while traditional radio waves have their limitations, there are technologies out there that can extend their reach.
Okay, so there's hope.
Potentially. Like mesh networks, for example. Think of it like a chain of interconnected devices, all relaying signals to each other that can significantly extend the range.
It'll ever.
And then there's satellite communication, which could theoretically provide even broader coverage. So there are possibilities, but those technologies, they're not exactly cheap or simple to implement. And that brings us right back to the no monthly fees elephant in the room, because that's pretty unusual, especially in the telecom world.
It's like offering someone a 5-star meal and then refusing to tell them where they got the ingredients.
Mm-hmm. And that's where things get really interesting. To understand a company's claims, we need to follow the money. How are they actually making a profit? Is there a hidden cost somewhere? Or are they pioneers of a whole new business model that we just haven't seen before?
It's like a good detective novel.
It really is. And this is where our deep dive gets exciting.
And we're back. You know, it's amazing how something as simple as a walkie-talkie can lead to so many questions.
It's like peeling back the layers of a tech onion.
Right. Before the break, we were talking about how Rapid Radios uses some pretty clever marketing. Especially how they tap into those anxieties people have about relying solely on the internet.
Oh, absolutely. It's like they've written a textbook on target audience psychology.
So how do they do it?
Well, remember those mentions of cyber attacks and hints at WW3?
A little ominous. Yeah.
That's not by accident. They're carefully crafting a message that resonates with a specific mindset. People who are maybe prepping for emergencies, distrustful of internet infrastructure, or drawn to that whole off-the-grid lifestyle.
Makes sense. I mean, we've all been there, right? Internet's down. You can't get a cell signal. It's frustrating.
Exactly. And by positioning Rapid Radios as the solution to those fears, they subtly sidestep the immediate need to explain the technical details of how their product actually works. Okay. It's about creating that emotional connection first.
Clever. So what about those glowing testimonials they've got plastered all over their website? You know, the ones claiming to have conversations across 3 states.
Ah, yes, the testimonials. Always a powerful tool for building trust, but they should always be approached with a critical eye. Well, while those Rapid Radios testimonials are certainly positive, they're oddly short on specifics. We hear about conversations over long distances, but what about the call quality? Were there any dead zones? How long did the batteries actually last with continuous use?
It's like those infomercials where everyone's wildly excited about a product, but you never see it used in a normal setting.
Exactly. And as savvy consumers, we need to be aware of that. Vague praise doesn't tell the whole story. It's like saying a restaurant serves good food. Sure, maybe they do, but what does that actually tell you?
Not much. So it seems like we're seeing a pattern here. Bold claims, targeted marketing, and testimonials that lack those concrete details. Almost feels like they're encouraging us to make a decision based on emotion rather than facts.
It can certainly feel that way.
So how do we get to those facts? Where do we go from here to really dig into the technology behind rapid radios?
That's where the real detective work begins. Luckily, we live in a time where information, or at least clues, are often just a few clicks away. The first step. We need to look beyond the company's carefully curated marketing.
Time to put on those internet sleuthing hats.
Exactly. Have they filed any patents for their technology? Are there any independent reviews from reputable tech websites or publications?
So we need to see if anyone outside of Rapid Radios is talking about this supposedly revolutionary technology.
Precisely. And don't forget about online communities and user forums.
Oh, you mean those places where people go to share their real-world experiences, good, bad, and ugly?
Yes. Those can be gold mines of information. Real users tend to be much more honest about both the strengths and weaknesses of a product.
And we're back for the final stretch of our deep dive into Rapid Radios. We spent the last hour picking apart their website, dissecting marketing tactics, and, well, maybe indulging our inner skeptics a bit.
A healthy amount of skepticism is never a bad thing, especially in the world of tech.
So did we finally get to the bottom of this nationwide, fee-free communication mystery?
Well, like any good mystery, we've uncovered some twists and turns along the way. Remember how we talked about the importance of finding information from sources beyond the company itself?
Yeah, like venturing beyond the carefully crafted marketing and all that.
Exactly. So we went looking for those independent reviews, those tech breakdowns, maybe some chatter in online forums.
Did you find anything?
That's the curious part. There's not a whole lot out there. And that silence, it speaks volumes.
You're saying the lack of information is actually a red flag.
Think about it. If Rapid Radios had truly cracked the code for nationwide fee-free communication, wouldn't people be talking about it?
Yeah, you'd think so. Like, wouldn't there be tech blogs buzzing with excitement? Or at least some heated forum debates about battery life and signal strength?
Exactly. When a new smartphone launches, the internet goes into a frenzy. Reviews, comparisons, teardown videos, you name it. Now, Rapid Radios isn't aiming to replace our smartphones, but you'd still expect some level of independent analysis, especially if they're using groundbreaking technology.
True. But couldn't their argument be that they're a smaller company, still finding their footing? Maybe the hype train just hasn't left the station yet.
It's possible. But this is where we, as savvy consumers, need to engage that critical thinking. It's incredibly easy to get caught up in the allure of a simple solution, especially when it preys on those very real anxieties we have about communication in our modern world.
They're almost promising peace of mind, wrapped up in a neat little package.
And as we've seen, that package might not be as full as their marketing suggests.
So even though we haven't found definitive proof that Rapid Radios doesn't work as advertised, there's just not enough evidence out there to back up their claims.
Precisely, and this is a crucial point. When a company, any company, makes bold claims, especially claims that seem to defy conventional thinking, the burden of proof rests on them.
Show me the receipts. Or in this case, show me the verifiable technology, the transparent business model, and most importantly, feedback from real, unbiased users.
Because at the end of the day, technology is only as good as its real-world impact.
Well said. It seems like we're ending on a bit of a cliffhanger this time.
Maybe not. Perhaps the real takeaway here is the importance of staying curious and informed.
And not being afraid to ask those tough questions. Mm-hmm. Demand transparency. Remember, sometimes the most powerful thing we have as consumers is our ability to say, prove it.
Absolutely. Don't just take their word for it. Do your own research, explore different perspectives, and as always, stay curious.
Until next time, Deep Diver.